Welcome to the Junk Refund Show, hosted by Alan J. Cook, founder of 1-800-JUNK-REFUND. Have you ever paid those expensive junk removal companies to take away some of your stuff, only to say to yourself, as a truck drives off down the street, some of that stuff wasn't junk? Did they try to sell it for you and give you some money back? No. Well, now there is a company that can do just that. Listen to our weekly Junk Refund Show on BBS Radio TV to learn how one lady spent $375 on junk removal and got $3,200 back. 1-800-JUNK-REFUND represents the next generation of junk removal. Learn how to not only save your money on junk removal, but how to get some money coming back. Plus, purchase one of our radio vouchers during the show to save even more on your junk removal. Let's get the junk out of your home and out of your life. Now, with your host, Alan J. Cook.
Hey, everybody, it's Alan coming to you live from the Crabs Branch Shopping Mall. I'm making this up. I think this is what this is called. The Crabs Branch Shopping Mall Complex in Durwood, Maryland, about 20 minutes outside of Washington, D.C. Welcome to the Junk Refund Show. We are in between a couple of jobs. My buddy that's been in the truck with me today is out, either hanging out at the McDonald's right behind me or walking over to the giant food store to my left, where he will keep himself entertained for about the next hour while I do this radio show. Anyway, shout out to the producer, Donald Newsom, who does a great job, and his brother, Doug, who are the co-founders of BBS Radio, which in my mind, still, I don't know what BBS stands for. I just tell people it stands for Brother, Brother, Studs, because these two guys are twin brothers who started BBSRadio.com. And if you talk to one of them, and the impression you'll get in your ear is, man, this guy's got a golden voice. And if you hang up the phone and immediately call the other one, you'll think that the first guy answered, because they literally sound exactly alike, and they both have fabulous voices. So hence their move into the radio world, I think. But anyway, shout out to Don for all of his help as a producer. And these guys are terrific. We are doing show number three, as tres, for those of you who speak Espanol, that we're very proud to be doing, and I'm excited to be on the air and talk to you about the crazy but necessary world of junk removal. If you'd like to call in, we're going to have some fun today with Ben and Jerry's. I'll tell you why in just a second, but let me get to the what we're going to do here. When we go out and do jobs for people, we used to give out an actual pint of Ben and Jerry's ice cream. In fact, I started out giving people 2 pints of Ben and Jerry's ice cream. I'll tell you that story in just a second, too. But what we do now is when we do a job for you, we get your email, and then we shoot you a Ben and Jerry's e-gift card for $8, which is enough to walk into a Ben and Jerry's ice cream shop anywhere in the U.S. and walk out with a pint of your favorite Ben and Jerry's ice cream. So if you want to call in during the show today and just either tell us a story about Ben and Jerry's or just tell us what your favorite flavor of Ben and Jerry's ice cream is, we'll get your email and we'll shoot you an $8 Ben and Jerry's e-gift card to go out and spend it on whatever you want to at any Ben and Jerry's ice cream shop. The number you call, 888-627-6008. Once again, 888-627-6008. Give us a call and tell us either a Ben and Jerry's story or tell us what your favorite flavor of Ben and Jerry's ice cream is, and we will shoot you a, later today, I'll do this when I get off work here, I will send you an $8 Ben and Jerry's e-gift card, good for whatever you want out of their ice cream shop for $8, but that is enough to get you a pint of ice cream at any Ben & Jerry's gift shop. We started doing this when I started the company. It was maybe 20 years ago. It kind of got started out of desperation because I lost the job that I had before this one. But I had a truck, and I thought, well, let's see, what could I do with a truck I got to make some money to keep the power bill on. And it was in the summer. I was a scoutmaster for our church group. And I told the kids, if you make it to Eagle Scout, I'll take you to Florida to Walt Disney World for a weekend. Well, six of them made it. And in the process of doing this, we ended up selling firewood to our congregation in the summer of all times in the hot, humid Washington, D.C. area. But these nice folks would buy firewood from us. And I then thought, well, at least that's a start. Maybe I should sell more firewood. That's another way to make some money. I ran an ad in the local paper, and I put in there that if you order firewood from us, you get 2 pints of Ben & Jerry's ice cream. Now, the people in the advertising world have told me more than once that you need to advertise for a number of times and a certain amount of time before the ads really kick in and start to take effect. Now, I've always kind of, I don't fully understand that concept because I'm not an advertising guy, but I am a little bit of a marketing guy, a little bit of a creative guy. But I've always thought, you know, if you write a good ad, if you have a great ad, it should generate some kind of response right off the bat. So I stuck an ad in the local paper for firewood in the midst of, I don't know, 10 other ads for firewood. And I didn't put a price in there because if you put a price in there, people shop the price and they go, well, let's pick the guy with the lowest price or the lady with the lowest price, whatever. But if you put in their guaranteed best value, which is what I did, and I didn't put a price, that's really what people are looking for. They're looking for firewood that's going to burn, not just the cheapest wood. It does you no good to buy a bunch of firewood that's still got a bunch of creosote and water in it, and it won't burn, right? You've wasted your money because you got to wait for the stuff to dry out. What you want is the best value. So you want good burning firewood at a good price that overall gives you the best value, right? That's why people buy expensive cars, because the cheap car might run out, you know, 10 years from now, and the expensive one might be going 30 years from now. Who knows? But anyway, it's a value concept. That's an important point to remember. And in getting people's attention, you need some way to set yourself apart from everybody else. And so I told people in the ad, 2 pints of Ben & Jerry's ice cream. I had a guy call me up, and I didn't know beans about firewood at the time, folks. I really didn't. I didn't know a sycamore from an oak tree. But anyway, the guy calls me up, and he says, I don't care how much your firewood is. I don't even care if it burns. He says, I want the damn ice cream. So I went, okay, all right. He goes, do I get to pick my flavors? I go, yeah. He goes, Chunky Monkey and Chocolate Chip Cookie Dough. He says, now, how much is the ice cream? I said, it's $180 for 2 pints, but we throw in a free quart of firewood for you. Well, he loved that. So sold. He was done. And we got him his ice cream. Well, since that time, the last 20 years, we have been big fans of Ben & Jerry's ice cream and have given out literally hundreds of pints of ice cream over the years, if not thousands, to customers, and we've taken photos of them, and we've done a lot of fun things with people smiling, holding up their Ben & Jerry's ice cream. There is one photo that I will make sure, just that it's kind of a prominent one on our website, etc. Website, by the way, 1-800-JunkRefund.com, where she worked for National Geographic out here in Washington, D.C., and she would travel all over the world, and whenever people would want a photo with her or something, she had a unique pose. She would do a handstand, put her feet up against the wall behind her, and that was her pose. And so if you ever wanted to be in a photo with her, she said, okay, just a second, and she would do a handstand and turn herself upside down. So when I said, hey, here's some ice cream, can I get a photo of you? She said, yeah, but I got a unique pose. And so I said, okay. And so she gets on her front porch, and she does a handstand, puts her feet up against the wall. She's upside down. Then she takes one hand, grabs the pint of ice cream, holds it so that it's facing the camera. She's now balancing herself on one hand, holding the ice cream in the other hand. And it's the most amazing Ben & Jerry's pose I've ever seen. And I've used it for years. And as soon as she got that pint of ice cream position and was balanced on one hand, she said, shoot it now, quick, hurry, hey, you know. So I shot a couple of shots really quick, and I got it, and it was just fabulous. So you'll see on our website, 1-800-JunkRefund.com, you'll see a bunch of photos of people with ice cream that are very happy. Nobody is frowning. So a shout out to an idea to you entrepreneurs out there, that if you're starting a company and nobody knows who you are, which is what I did about 20 years ago, it pays to team up with somebody else whom everybody knows, like Ben & Jerry's Ice Cream, and they will associate you with them and probably get a smile on their face kind of quickly. You also want to make it fun for people to do work with you, to be your customer, right? So you want to come up with a clever, fun way for people to do business with you. I remember when Krispy Kreme Donuts opened up in North Potomac, Maryland a bunch of years ago, they gave away free donuts whenever the donuts were hot for a while, you know, and you'd go by and whammo, free donut, right? Well, that makes it pretty fun to drive by Krispy Kreme Donuts. So, and here I am, we do a weekly Bible study at our church each week, and I'm kind of on the refreshments committee, and guess what I take over there every week? A dozen Krispy Kreme donuts. And I buy them every week, right? And this is 15 years after we did this other thing. So it just pays to make sure people are having fun working with you in whatever you do. And the funnest part of what I do every day, I do at night when I just review the customers that we went and did work for that day. I get their email addresses, and I start ordering Ben & Jerry's e-gift cards and shoot them out electronically to people. That's the funnest thing that I do, because everybody wins in that. And I got to do a shout-out to Ben & Jerry's for how easy it is to go to their website at benjerrys.com and just order their e-gift cards. It's a terrific thing, and you can put in a custom amount. They have preset amounts. You can do a custom amount. And I just go in there and do $8, and boom, I send it off, and then it asks me if I want to order another one. And I go, heck yes. I think in the last 30 days, I spent $392 on Ben & Jerry's gift cards and sent them out to people. I have a little spreadsheet on my phone, and I just keep track, you know, every day of who I send it out to and who got it and make sure we didn't miss anybody and stuff like that. Anyway, it's a lot of fun. So shout out that way. And a quick story, my stud brother Kent, who lives in Austin, Texas, used to work in Orrin Hatch's office, Senator Hatch's office in Washington, D.C., when Kent was in his 20s. And these were back in the days where I was starting a business and I was giving out Ben & Jerry's ice cream. And Kent called me one day. He said, hey, Ben from Ben & Jerry's is up here on Capitol Hill doing some kind of, you know, support for some cause that he felt strongly about. And there was a, I don't want to say a protest, but there was some kind of a march or something like that up on Capitol Hill. And Ben was there. So my brother knew that I love Ben & Jerry's so much. So he went up to Ben, and these were back in the firewood days. Ben's from Vermont, of course. He went up to Ben, and he said, hey, my brother does this firewood, and every time he, you know, sells a cord of wood, he gives him Ben & Jerry's ice cream. Well, Ben loved that idea, took out a napkin, and wrote on it, hey, Al, drop me by a cord of wood, Ben, you know? So I've loved these guys for a long time, and unfortunately, I couldn't drive to Vermont to take him some wood, but I love the thought anyway. So anyway, Ben & Jerry's a lot of fun. Team up with somebody that everybody knows, and it'll be good for your business. If you have a favorite flavor, Ben & Jerry's ice cream, and you want one of these $8 e-gift cards, call the show right now at 888-627-6008. Tell us either a Ben & Jerry's story. We'll put you live on the air. Tell us a Ben & Jerry's story, or just tell us what your favorite flavor is, and we'll talk ice cream for a few minutes now that we're about a week into officially it being summer. And we'll go from there. 888-627-6008. I got to tell you one other thing that kind of pays off. And I'm just going to, you know, sometimes I just shoot from the hip on this show, which is kind of fun for me to do. But in the midst of giving out ice cream when we worked in this business originally, my church bishop knew that I did this. And a number of years ago, Ben & Jerry's had a nationwide contest for their coolest customer, I think is what they called it. And it's like the cool person award or something like that. And they had a deadline where you could nominate people to get this award. My bishop, unbeknownst to me, nominated me to receive this award. He did it a day or two after the deadline passed for nominating people. I got a call from Ben & Jerry's corporate office And they said, man, we wish we would have known about you a couple of days earlier because you have a great story and thanks for all your support. They sent me a T-shirt and they sent me some stuff from headquarters in Burlington. But they said, we're going to declare you an honorable mention because the suggestion for this award came in a couple of days late. But I've always appreciated my church bishop for taking the time to do that. You never know what will happen with this, but, you know, when you get up every day and you go to work, you ought to make it fun, right? I mean, why not? And a big thank you to Ben and to Jerry for their brilliance in creating this company and the fun flavors that they have, which Chunky Monkey, by the way, is my favorite, but is the fun that it adds to your business when you do something like this. So it's kind of cool. Okay, so there's enough about ice cream. You think this is an ice cream show, but no, this is a junk removal show. So we're going to talk about junk removal. So our company is called 1-800-JUNK-REFUND. The website is 1-800-JUNK-REFUND.com, no dashes or et cetera. And then 1-800 is like a phone number. You know, the number is 1-800-JUNK-REFUND.com. You'll go there, you'll see a bunch of things. One of the things you ought to look for is the page that says radio show or radio vouchers. In the Washington, D.C. area, which is where we're headquartered, if you go in on that page or send us an email during the show to junkrefund@gmail.com, you can purchase a pickup truck of junk removal, which frankly everybody pretty much needs in this country. Some people need a boatload of them, but let's just say one apiece. You can buy a pickup truck of junk removal for $79. And there's a voucher on our website that allows you to do that, or just shoot us an email to junkrefund@gmail.com, and we will give you the information. We'll send you the link of where to go in and buy it. That pickup truck of junk removal is $229 retail price. You get it as a benefit from the show for $79. Good only in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. If you're living in, like, Lawrence, Kansas, we love you, but we can't come to Lawrence, Kansas for $79 and haul away a pickup truck full of stuff. There is, however, a special that I'm going to tell you about later in the show, a 4th of July special that you can buy if you're in Lawrence, Kansas, or anyplace else in the U.S. that is a great deal. But here's what we do so you have the big picture. As the name implies, you can get a refund by working with us. A refund is money that you get back when you first pay for something. Some people see our name and they think, oh, these guys will buy my junk. Nada. We don't do that. You pay us to come and haul away your stuff. It's done by the truckload or partial truckload. And we do free estimates. We haul away the stuff. All you have to do is point to it. We will come in the house, go up in the attic, go out in the garage, go down in the crawl space, wherever, and we will haul the stuff away and go get it. You just point to it, and we will load it in the truck. You pay us based on how much of a truck you fill up or if there's a truck load. Quick pricing stuff. Our minimum charge is $100. So if you call us and say, hey, I've got this fridge I need you to get out of my house, what will it cost? We'll say $100. If you say, how about a pickup truck of stuff? We'll say $229. And if you say, how about a 12-foot Home Depot-type box truck amount of stuff, how much is that? We'll say $695. Now, that may sound like a lot to you, but I'm here to tell you there are big junk removal companies in this country that will charge you $800 to $900 for a similar amount of stuff, and they won't give you a dime back. So we do four things with the stuff. We junk the junk. We recycle stuff like metal and wire. We love going into metal scrap yards because they pay us for the stuff that we bring them. We donate items at like Goodwill, Salvation Army, stuff like that, and get you receipts. So you don't need to call Salvation Army or, you know, whoever to get your stuff donated. We'll do the donations for you and we'll get you the receipts. And the fourth thing that really sets us apart, we put the good stuff up for sale. And if it sells, you get some money back. Anything we sell for more than $20, you get 35% of the sales price. I'll come back here after this first break, and I'll tell you some more stories about experiences like that where people have made some pretty good money because we took the idea to think win-win and get them some money off their junk. You're listening to the Junk Refund Show. We'll be back in just a second after a quick break on bbsradio.com.
Have you ever hired one of those expensive junk removal companies, then wondered what they did with the stuff? Especially the good stuff. At 1-800-JUNK-REFUND, we junk the junk. Recycle stuff like metal and wire. Donate items and get you receipts. And put up for sale the good stuff. And if it sells, you get some money back. Cynthia paid $375 for junk removal and got $3,200 back. Would you like to know how she did it? Tune in to the Junk Refund Show with your host, Alan J. Cook, every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time to get the junk not only out of your home, but also out of your life.
Thank you. Hey, welcome back to the Junk Refund Show with Alan Cook, sitting here in a parking lot in between junk removal jobs in Durwood, Maryland, right outside the nation's capital. We were downtown this morning. I literally drove right past or close by the Capitol Dome, which is takes you back to Mr. Smith, goes to Washington, doesn't it? But anyway, I'm here to tell you it is still there, and we're still in the greatest country on the planet. So things are good, and we're having some fun. So I've just been talking about what we do as a company, 1-800-JUNK-REFUND. We are a junk removal business. You call us up. You pay us to haul away your stuff. We do free estimates for you. We do everything from picking up your fridge or that old sofa to cleaning out your entire house, which we were working on the last day and a half in a place called Upper Marlboro, Maryland. We charge you by the truckload or the partial truckload at $695 for a 12-foot box truck of stuff. We try to price everything about 20% below these bigger companies, and we do something that nobody else does, and we've done this for years. We put up for sale the good stuff that we think somebody might buy, and then we give you money back if somebody buys it. 2 weeks ago, I was parked in the driveway of a client where we were cleaning out their home. Big house. Gentleman had passed away about 3 months earlier. He was a gynecologist based on what we've hauled out of that house. But I'll let you figure out how we figured that out, or at least why that's our guess. But anyway, we hauled out a bunch of stuff that he had in his house. He passed away about 3 months ago. His wonderful wife is there. I'm guessing these folks are in their 60s, maybe 70s. The kids were here, their grown kids were here from Phoenix and Scottsdale area. They are moving mom out to Scottsdale to be with them. So this beautiful home that she's had for 30 or 40 years needs to be sold. And before you can list it for sale, the real estate agent wants it clean, right? Hence our business. We go in and the real estate agent called us and asked us to give them an estimate. We did, and they liked our estimate, and the rest is history. The reason I tell you a little bit about this is that I was sitting in the truck in their driveway 2 weeks ago when we did our first debut show on BBS Radio, and a couple of guys with me were in cleaning stuff out of the rooms while I was sitting in the cab of the truck broadcasting the radio show. It's a wonderful thing to be able to just have a phone, put on your earphones, and broadcast a radio show from any place where you've got power in your phone. I did a show on CBS Radio for a year where I would go into Prince George's County, Maryland, and I would go into the studio and sit behind a microphone and record the show and et cetera. It is so nice to be able to work with these good folks at BBS Radio and just, they, you know, get on the phone and talk the way we do, and off we go, and you're doing a radio show from a parking lot. But the reason I take you back to that Potomac job is that in that house, there was a bedroom set of stuff downstairs that wasn't used very much, but it was a four-piece bedroom set. Queen-size bed with a headboard and a footboard, long horizontal dresser, nightstand, upright tall dresser, all in great shape because it just didn't get used much. We sold that bedroom set for $500. The client gets 35% of that, which is $175. Now, they pay us to clean out the house and haul it away. But you can imagine how they're feeling when you turn around and say, hey, by the way, we just sold that bedroom set. You're getting $175 back. And they think to themselves, let's see, how much work did I do to get that $175? Oh, that's right. I didn't do a thing. Well, that's the whole point. You don't do any work, and you can make money on your stuff. We've got a guy who says that he will come over there this afternoon to buy two weight sets that are in that same basement, one of them for about $300, the other one for about $200. And we left these things in the house for a few days so we can try and sell them and see if somebody buys them. But the more we sell, the more money the client makes, and the client doesn't have to do any work. So the rest of the companies that will haul away your stuff, you have no idea what happens to those weight sets. They could be sold for scrap metal. They could be taken home by the drivers. They could be thrown in the dump. Who knows? But with us, if it's in good shape, we try and find a second home for it, which we think is being pretty green these days. And everybody wins. The guy that buys the weight set, if he comes by today to buy the weight set, he's getting a great price on some very good, clean, very nice weights. So he wins. The homeowner wins because they get some money back from the sale, plus they get their stuff out of the house. We win because we get paid to haul the stuff out of the house as part of our estimate. We get paid a second time when they buy the stuff because we get some of that money as well. And every, like I said, the local landfill wins because nobody goes over there and dumps a bunch of heavy metal weights in their landfill, right? Everybody wins, and that's the way we like to do it. So anyway, that's what we do. Feel free, if you have any kind of, if you have any questions about junk removal, you can call the show live. We'll be happy to answer your questions. 888-627-6008. It's or listen live, bbsradio.com. The number again, if you want to call in, 888-627-6008. I mentioned in the earlier part of the show, we give out Ben and Jerry's gift cards to people that we do jobs for. We email them an e-gift card. And if you call in the show and tell us today what your favorite Ben and Jerry's flavor is, we'll do the same for you. We'll send you an e-gift card, compliments of your friends at 1-800-JUNK-REFUND. We're headquartered in the Bethesda, Maryland area. We do jobs all over the country. We get calls every day from around the country. For what we do, we have 57 affiliates around the country and growing to service people in their local areas with the smaller jobs. If you have a whole house that needs to be cleaned out, yours truly and a team of people will come and do it because I'm the one that gets involved in selling the stuff, putting it up for sale, etc. A quick word about junk removal lingo to help you be better at simplifying your life. Watch out for the word might. And as I understand it, when I looked this up a couple of weeks ago, I think might is the past tense of the word may, M-A-Y. And may is the root word of the word maybe, right? So if you ever catch yourself, you know, going through your garage and there's something in that garage and you say to yourself, we might need this someday, I am here to tell you that the odds are very, very strong that you're never going to use that item. But because you don't want to get rid of it and you want to kind of protect yourself in case you need it, that's when the word might comes in. If you find yourself using that word, it is a tip-off that you probably should get rid of the item that you're talking about. Now, with all due respect to the greatest generation and the folks that grew up back in the Depression, my mother is 92, was born in 1930, right? These folks that grew up back then, they didn't get rid of anything because their whole word was, we might need that. And in an economy that had, what, 29% unemployment back in those days or something, you and the stock market crash of 29, you needed to hang on to everything basically for dear life because those were some pretty tough times, so they tell me. Today, in a minimalist society, the growing trend is the younger generation, you know, the Generation X, Y, and Z folks, et cetera, the millennials, they don't really care about your great-grandmother's antique, you know, butter churn. I mean, what are they going to do with it? They don't care about it. They don't care about the plow that used to sit by the farm, you know, the barn on the farm. that some people put in their front yards or whatever. They just don't care about a lot of this old antique stuff because that's not what they're after. And we go in, I guess my point is when you say to yourself, and if you're holding on to stuff that was your grandmother's, like, you know, this was my grandmother's bed, I can't get rid of that. Well, think about that for just a second. In the first point, the bed is there in your home apparently to remind you of your grandmother, or maybe to remind you of events or times where you had sentimental moments where you were with your grandmother. Now, I'm not trying to be rude to anybody here, but I'm just saying, think about your grandmother's perspective on this, right? She's up there in heaven looking down on you going, now, you don't need to have the bed in order to remember me, right? I mean, I'm more important than a bed, right? And that's my bed, and I hate to break it to you, but I'm not using it anymore. So why do you feel like you need to hang on to it? Move on, basically, is what I almost think some of these folks are saying up there. Just because it was mine and I'm not around anymore doesn't mean you need to hold on to it. And I hopefully am more important to you than a piece of furniture, right? Now, I know there are sentimental things that are valuable. You know, this gold watch was my great-grandfather's. I get it. I get it why you want to hold on to it, to cherish it, et cetera, because of the memories and et cetera. But what you tend to find in our business is a lot of stuff sitting in people's homes that doesn't get used, is taking up space that someone else might be able to put to use, but people won't get rid of it because it has some kind of a sentimental value to them, and they want that sentimental value. It's almost like some people have this opinion that I cannot get rid of something that was owned by one of my relatives. And I'm going, yes, you can. They got rid of it, and they're doing just fine. And it was theirs. So I'm not trying to be blunt, but I am trying to make the point, because this is a junk removal show, of trying to help people declutter their lives and find the joy. And that's exactly what it is, folks. The joy that comes from having a decluttered home or a decluttered life is worth something. And getting rid of the stuff that's kind of clogging up your basements and your living rooms and whatever it might be, and just simplifying, gives you a lot of freedom. I can't tell you how many times we have gone into somebody's home or apartment or condo or townhome or barn or shed or yard or garage or attic or crawl space and hauled away something, and they have told us, and this is a quote, you guys are a godsend. Or, you guys are angels. Or, thank God for you guys. You know, God seems to show up in a lot of these comments, to be honest with you. They are just genuinely appreciative of having a less cluttered home or crawl space or whatever it might be that makes their life simpler and easier. There is joy that results from decluttering your house. There really is. So that's a quick point about if you catch yourself using the word might or maybe, it means you're probably not going to use it, and the odds are it's going to sit there 20 years from now as well. So just let it go. Just let it go. I was in a guy's house this morning that I'm going to tell you a little bit more about in Upper Marlboro, Maryland, and he was there looking at some stuff in his closet. These folks, he and his wife, have already moved out of the house, but they had us go in yesterday and today to get the bulk of the stuff out of the house that's getting left behind. And I watched him this morning, just a few hours ago. He stood there in the bedroom. He looked at the closet, and he said to himself out loud, I need to learn to let go. And I went, yep, that's exactly what it is. And I congratulated him for realizing that he needed to learn to let go, because that basically puts him towards the head of the class. As customers go, a lot of people just cannot let go, and for whatever reason. And if they let go of stuff, they let go of it very slowly because they think they might need it, right, at some point. And there's that word might. That's the tip-off. If you use that word might, or maybe we'll use it someday, anything like that, that's kind of a clue to you that you're probably never going to use it, and your life would be just fine if you moved on without it, okay? God bless these people in the Midwest who live in a small town and a tornado comes through and whammo, their town's gone. All their stuff is gone. And I'm here to tell you, those people live on. They survive. Their life isn't ruined. It's obviously upset. It's obviously turned up on its ear and turned upside down, but they survive. After all their stuff got blown over to Kentucky from Oklahoma or whatever, they still survive, right? So take a lesson from those wonderful people who have the guts to hang in there and rebuild when all of their precious stuff that they had is all of a sudden destroyed. They survive. There's life after getting rid of your stuff. There really is. So that's just a little bit of the psychological portion of the radio show to help you with some junk removal. I want to tell you about something we're doing. This is a little bit of a coaching session, again, for business owners and marketers and stuff as well. It's always a good idea in your business to plan ahead to do specials that relate to holidays that are coming up. With that in mind, last week, I think it was last Friday, I sat there and thought, let's see, we should do something for the 4th of July, like a special deal for our customers. 4th of July, what can we do? And I started thinking about different ideas and stuff like this. And when you live in the nation's capital, and when you've been to Monticello, Thomas Jefferson's home, when you've been to Mount Vernon, George Washington's home, and when you drive, as I did this morning, you drive past the Washington Monument, you drive past the Jefferson Memorial, and you drive past the Capitol building downtown, you have this spirit of these wonderful, you know, founding fathers of our country and these great people who established this country, right? And the 4th of July is our celebration of independence. And I'm going, okay, you really should do something for the 4th of July. So I started thinking about this, and I did some math. If you know, there are a lot of times where people had a house. They've got, you know, a divorce happens. Somebody dies. Somebody got a job transfer, and they're headed to Europe or Florida or Denver or wherever it might be, and they've got to now get a house cleaned out. A typical house clean out is 4 to 6 truckloads of stuff. These are 12-foot box trucks of stuff. And at basically $700 a truckload, you're looking at a $3,000 to $4,000 job, just as a general rule. Okay? So what I thought was, well, why don't we do something around that number 1776? So what I did was I created a special, and I limited it to 6 people. 6 people get to buy this. 2 of them are already gone. They're already bought. We have 4 left, so it's a limited number. And what I said was, You can buy 5 truckloads of stuff, which has a retail value of a little bit under $3,500, and you can get it for $1,776 by clicking here and buying this voucher. So the house that we were at this morning, we did an estimate for them about 4 days ago. I guess it was on Monday or something. We did an estimate for them, and I wrote it all up in a little notepad kind of thing, a proposal sheet for them, and it was 4¾ truckloads, which was around, I don't know, $3,100, something like that. And I showed them that number, and then I went, now, your timing's really good, because on Friday, I created a special. There are 6 of these available on a first-come, first-served basis. You could buy one of these. It would give you these 5 truckloads of stuff, which is enough to get your house cleaned out. And it's $1,776. Well, you can imagine how excited they were. They got some other estimates from other people. They emailed me or texted me 24 hours later. They said, yep, you win. Your estimate is the lowest estimate. We're going with you. And whammo, they went in and bought the voucher. So we just finished that job this morning, hauling away their stuff. They saved. Their job was about a $3,100 job. They paid $1,776 for it. They saved, what's that, $1,300, something like that, $1,200 to $1,300 on the job, and they're thrilled. And everything else is the same. We go in and do exactly what we do for everybody else, but they just save some money. Well, then a lady in Wisconsin saw this on the web, clicked on it, called me up, and she said, here's the deal. We've got this situation. We need to get a house for sale. I think a father had passed away or something there, and they've got to get this cleaned out. And they said, it's going to be at least, and they even sent me photos, or you can do a FaceTime from your house or garage or wherever. Just FaceTime us and show us the stuff. We can give you an estimate that way as well, or you can text us or email us some photos. So this lady in Wisconsin did the same thing. It was going to be like between 5 and 6 truckloads of stuff. And I said, hey, you ought to do this special, for $1,700. You can get 5 truckloads of stuff done. And that should be enough, based on what you've told me, should be enough to do your job. Bam, she bought it. So we're headed to, I can't remember what city, in Wisconsin, at middle of July. It just needs to be done by the end of July. So we'll go there in the middle of July, a couple of us, and clean out a house for a couple of days in Wisconsin. I told her, I said, look, just give me some really good cheese. That's all I want. Just give me some good cheese. We'll come to Wisconsin. We'll do the job for you. So on the website right now, if you go to 1-800-JUNK-REFUND.com/1776-2, I'm not sure why the dash 2 is there, but that's the code that the computer put in, you'll see that deal. There are 4 of them left. We don't care where you are in the United States. You will get your job done for half price in honor of Independence Day. And we literally just finished the first of those. The second one we're going to do in Wisconsin. I got 4 left, half price, 1-800-JUNK-REFUND.com/1776. And you will be on your way to celebrating Independence Day by getting 50% off your junk removal job. We will be back in just a minute. We're going to take a quick station break here on bbsradio.com. You're listening to the Junk Refund Show.
Have you ever hired one of those expensive junk removal companies, then wondered what they did with the stuff? Especially the good stuff. At 1-800-JUNK-REFUND, we junk the junk. Recycle stuff like metal and wire. Donate items and get you receipts. And put up for sale the good stuff. And if it sells, you get some money back. Cynthia paid $375 for junk removal and got $3,200 back. Would you like to know how she did it? Tune in to the Junk Refund Show with your host, Alan J. Cook, every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time to get the junk not only out of your home, but also out of your life.
Welcome back to the Junk Refund Show with Alan Cook, coming to you from a parking lot in Durwood, Maryland, which is a wonderful example of the technology today and how great it is. You can sit in an air-conditioned truck in Durwood, Maryland, and broadcast a radio show around the world. You couldn't do that in 1856, folks. I mean, that just didn't happen back then. And I'm not sure you could do it in 1956, but you can do it today, and it is the best time. I told the church congregation recently, this is the best time in the history of the world to be alive, in my opinion. It has never been better than this. And the opportunities are fabulous. Life is fabulous. And good things happen when you simply go out and go to work and try and do your best. Anyway, so I want to give you a couple more thoughts here. Just a couple of stories about that illustrate really well what we do. The stories tend to tell our story better than anything else. Had a wonderful elderly gentleman, very well-dressed guy that was with Long and Foster Realtors in Washington, D.C., a very well-known real estate company out here. This was maybe 15 years ago, who was moving from his nice home in the Bethesda area over to an apartment complex off of Connecticut Avenue in Chevy Chase. He called us over there. I'm telling you 2 stories from this guy's house. He called us over there to haul away some of his bigger, nicer items so we could put them up for sale and try to make him some money plus find a home for those items. When he first took me in his nice, two-level, colonial-styled, columns in front, almost a Gone with the Wind type of house, Terra Mansion kind of thing, he walked me through the kitchen, and he showed me a door that led into the garage. And I said, oh, what's through that door? He goes, oh, that's just the garage. We're doing a yard sale on Saturday. I don't really need your help with that. I want to show you some of these other things that I need you to do some work with. Well, curiosity kind of took me over, and I said, well, can I just look in there just for fun, just to see what's in the garage? He goes, yeah, sure. So we go in the garage, and he's got a bunch of just miscellaneous, inexpensive, you know, the garden tools, you know, the hoses, a couple of rakes, miscellaneous, you know, a couple of his son's skis from 10 years ago or something, you know, just different tennis rackets that were older or whatever, just stuff, you know, the stuff that you typically find in a garage. But he had a card table sitting there with a boatload of magazines all stacked up on that card table. And I walked her, I said, so what are these? Now, remember, this guy is like, I'm going to guess he was probably 80 at the time, 75 to 80. I said, well, what are these magazines? And he goes, oh, those are Life magazines that my mom collected. Now, I'm doing some quick math, and I'm going, those are old magazines. They got to be old magazines. I said, do you mind if I look at those magazines for a second? He goes, no, that's fine. So I start flipping through these magazines just looking at the covers. These magazines are dated 1940, 1936, 1948. Ted Williams in his rookie year as a professional baseball player was on the cover of one of these. World War II stuff was on the cover. These were Life magazines from the late 30s and 40s that were at the time, what was that, 60 years old or something like that, 60 to 70 years old. I go, so well, what are you going to do with these? He goes, oh, I'm just hoping we can sell them on Saturday at the yard sale. And I said, do you mind if I kind of play with these to see if I can get you some more money for them? He goes, no, that's fine. So we took the magazines. I think, folks, if I remember right, this has been a while, I think we had roughly 300 magazines, if I remember right. It was a boatload of magazines, a bunch of boxes full. We took them out and put them in my wife's van. And I took them home, and I went on eBay, and I took some photos of some of the, you know, the cooler covers that were on there to give people an idea. And I took a couple of pictures of the whole collection. I put them up for sale on eBay for $1,500. Now, think about this for a moment. How much do you think a passerby is going to pay for a bunch of Life magazines sitting in this guy's garage that are 60 or 70 years old? What are they going to pay for that stack of magazines? $50 maybe? $100 maybe on a good day? $20 just to take it off the card table and get it out of your garage? I don't know. I go on eBay and put it up for sale for $1,500. The next night, I get an email notification that I've just received $1,500 into my PayPal account. And lo and behold, it's for the sale of those magazines. A guy up in Pennsylvania, I forget what town, we'll call the guy Joe, because I can't remember his name, but he went in and he bought the whole collection, and then he sent me an email and he said, can you deliver them to me in this town in Pennsylvania? I said, you know, for maybe a couple $100 or something, it's the driving time and gas, whatever. I said, yeah, we can do that. We're just going to charge you something. Okay, an extra $200 to deliver them to him. So I said, okay. So the car, by the way, that we loaded these into and drove them up, that I'd loaded them into and drove them up to Pennsylvania to give to him was a 1976 yellow Chevy Nova, which is pictured on our website. That was thrown away at a hauling job years ago. 76 is the year I graduated from high school. I held on to that beat. I still have it. And I drove that Chevy Nova. I turned it into a company car and stuff. I drove it up to Pennsylvania to get in these magazines. So I go up there, and Joe meets me at a storage unit up there where he's going to put these magazines. And I said, hey, I got to just ask you, what was it about this collection of magazines that caught your attention? I mean, why did you buy? I mean, I'm glad you bought them. Don't get me wrong. Why did you buy them? What are you going to do with these magazines? And he says, bless his heart, Joe says, my dad fought in World War II, and he was injured in World War II, and he died many years later as the result of kind of the longing, lasting effects of his injury that he got in the war. And he said, I've always wanted to write a book about the lasting effects of World War II on a family. And when I saw your magazines for sale on eBay, I realized instantly there's my There's all my research right there. That's all the information I need about World War II. And he said, you saved me having to go out and find all this information. It was easier. And he said, I got to be honest with you, I couldn't really afford the $1,500. But I also couldn't afford the time and the effort it was going to take to try to get all the information, including photos of World War II era, that you have now made possible for me by making this available. So what a touching story, right? And so I drive back to Bethesda, Maryland. I go back to my buddy and I say, good news. We sold your magazines for $1,500. Here's, I think in those days I gave back 50%, I think, and I probably gave him $750. And he was like stunned. Now think about this. Here's a guy that was going to put them out for sale at a garage sale to whoever happens to walk by or come by that day. That you're limited to your buyers by who's going to come by that day. You can only sell it to somebody that comes by to see your yard sale. And I'm here to tell you, people that go to a yard sale are not going in there to spend big bucks. They're going in there to get something for a dollar that they normally would pay 10 for. They want a screaming deal. Well, here's my buddy who now gets the card table emptied, the magazine's gone, that part of his garage is cleaned out. He did absolutely nothing, no work at all, to make that happen. Oh, and by the way, he got paid $750 by somebody else. Now that's what we're talking about. It's the next generation of junk removal. That's really what it is. You can get paid to clean out, to get your garage cleaned out, and you do none of the work. And not only did he pay us to do that, but story number two coming up here real quick for the end of the show, some other things happen. So we get paid to haul away the stuff. We get paid again if somebody buys it. So it's a double win for us. It's a win for the homeowners, and it's a win for the guy who got the magazines. Again, everybody wins. That's the spirit behind 1-800-JUNK-REFUND. Now, the second item in this same house was a vintage gun, a rifle that was mounted up over this guy's fireplace that I think this baby was made in, I'm going to guess, 1835, something like that. Now, you can't just go on eBay with rifles and shotguns and knives and other stuff and just put those suckers up for sale and expect everybody to be happy with you, because they just won't let you do that. But there are other websites. I think there's one called gunbroker.com. I think that's what it's called. That will allow you to do that kind of stuff, but eBay won't. And so we put, you know, Facebook and other places, Craigslist and other places you can list stuff for sale. I can't remember where I listed this thing for sale, but it was at a legitimate place where nobody was going to slap my hands for putting a gun up for sale. And it's a vintage gun that's got a lot of history to it, and it was mounted over this guy's fireplace. This guy's 80 years old. He doesn't want to haul the gun to his you know, condo that he's moving into with much less room than what he used to have, but he also doesn't want to just see it get thrown away in the trash. Well, enter our friends from Pennsylvania again. I put an ad somewhere, I can't remember where, and a guy up in Pennsylvania says, hey, I'm really interested in that gun. I can't even remember the price we sold it for. I'm just going to guess $300 or something. And he said, can I meet you at the rest stop north of Baltimore before you get into Delaware, and I'll meet you there, and I'll check the gun out, and as long as it looks good, then I'll just buy it from you there. And I'm going, okay. All right, I'll meet you halfway. Now, yours truly had no idea what the rules are of transporting a firearm intrastate, or interstate, actually. I have no idea. I just know that it's not something you want to go out and do every day, right? So I take that baby, and I wrap it up in a blanket, so it looks like maybe a couple of crutches wrapped up in a blanket. I put it in the back of the car. I take off, and sure enough, I meet this guy at a rest area just off the freeway, north of Baltimore somewhere. And I'm sitting there in the parking lot. These rest areas, by the way, are frequented by some people who work for a company called the Highway Patrol. And so, you know, they're policed. They're watched. And it's a frequent place where those wonderful people will hang out. to get something to eat or take a rest or whatever. So I go up. I'm sitting there with this gun. The guy pulls up in his pickup truck. We'll call him Steve. Steve and I kind of catch glances, and I realize, oh, okay, that's the guy who's here for the gun. He comes over and introduces himself. I say hi. And then what, see, now it gets kind of tricky. And I said, okay, you know, here it is. And I showed him the blanket, and he unwrapped the blanket, takes out this vintage rifle, and I swear I'm not making this up. We're standing outside, right? I mean, we're just standing next to my car. He takes out the vintage rifle, puts it up to his shoulder, starts pointing it around the parking lot, checking out the sights on the rifle. Now, how do you think that looks to the highway patrolman sitting, you know, 20 feet away from you in his car? And I went to this guy and went, wait, you don't want to do that. I mean, put the gun back. Don't do that. For heaven's sakes, don't stand in a rest area frequented by highway patrolmen and police officers and start pulling a rifle out and pointing it around. I mean, sorry, but that's a bad idea. Don't, and particularly don't do it when I'm standing here next to you. And so he gets the idea. You know, this guy knows guns, and he's pointing them all over the, you know, I don't know, his 20 acres of farmland where he shoots pheasants. I don't know what he does, but we're in a rest stop, okay? Last place in the world you want to start displaying a gun. Well, he puts it back down. He looks at me and goes, oh, the sights look great. Yeah, this looks good. Here, let me give you some cash. And he pulls out $300, and he gives them to me, and I give him the blankets that the gun was wrapped up in, and I say, wrap that sucker as fast as you can in those blankets and stick it in your truck. And he did. And I breathed a big sigh of relief, looked around the parking lot, and thought, thank God nobody arrested us, you know. Well, I get in the car. I drive home. Another successful story for 1-800-JUNK-REFUND. And once again, everybody wins, and nobody went to jail, which is also, you know, a sign of winning. So those kind of stories happen in our business. And I got to tell you, it makes it kind of exciting. You just don't know what's going to happen with the stuff. But as a former stockbroker who always looks for good values, I get a big kick out of finding something and trying to put it up for sale that might turn into cash for not only me, but for the owner or the person that hired us to haul away the junk. That is the story and the spirit behind 1-800-JUNK-REFUND. So that's the concept. We've been doing this for 20 years. We get calls every day from around the country. We have done jobs from Orlando to Boston to Seattle to Los Angeles to San Antonio to Chicago and a boatload of places in between. Sometime in July, we're headed to Wisconsin to clean out some house for a lady there. Check out our special, the July 4th special, kind of an Independence Day special. For $1,776 on the website, you can get up to 5 truckloads of stuff hauled away. It's an office or a home clean out, normally $3,500. You can get it for $1,776, and it's good through the end of the year. There are 4 of them left. We started with 6 on Friday. We've already finished the first job that was, the first one was purchased. The second one is purchased by a lady in Wisconsin, where we're going to go in the middle of July to clean out her place. Great deal. Very self-explanatory. 1-800-JUNK-REFUND.com/1776/. And I think that'll get you there. It's a separate page that we just put up. As soon as those last 4 are sold, we will take that deal down. We don't care where you are in the country. Unless you're in Alaska or Hawaii, then we might want a few extra bucks to come see you. But if you're in the continental U.S., jump on that deal, 4th of July, great price, and you'll see it all explained on our website. Thanks for listening today to the Junk Refund Show. This is show number 3. We have stories we can tell you for years because of what we've been doing for the last 20 years working this business. We're trying to help you get the junk not only out of your garage and your home and your office, but also out of your life. And we'll be back to you next Thursday at 3:00 Eastern on bbsradio.com. Listen live. Thanks for joining us today. This is Alan Cook with the Junk Refund Show. Have a great week and get the junk out of your life. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Junk Refund Show, the longest-running junk removal radio show on the air. Join us next week as we discuss innovative ways to declutter your home, your business, and your life using 20 years of junk removal experience. Find out why we give out free ice cream gift cards to our clients, too. In upcoming shows, we will explore how to get the junk out of your relationships, your spiritual life, your waistline, even your travel life. Plus, call in with questions and situations you would like some help with. At 1-800-JUNK-REFUND, we are committed to bringing the next generation of junk removal, because not all junk is junk. See you next week on the Junk Refund Show, every Thursday afternoons at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on BBS Radio TV.